All right, and let's take a call from Marie in Seattle. Hello, Marie. Marie?
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going fine, thank you. My husband was a patient of yours, or is, but he hasn't seen you in a while.
Uh-huh.
He was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer, and he got the Trelstar injection at the end of December. And so he's going to be going in another week or so and get the markers done and then begin the proton therapy.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you is, when does he come to you to get his hormones back in balance, since they're being destroyed with the chemo?
Well, I would say once his conventional therapy is done, we could at least address the timing around all that and make sure that, you know, we can work on prevention and take care of all the things that might be out of balance at that point. But yeah, he could come in right after completing all that therapy, or even, you know, just a little bit beforehand.
I mean, before the proton's done, he could come back in?
I mean, before the last treatment, let's say.
Okay, because yeah. They said that would be 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And, but I had read that sometimes they do the Trelstar again afterwards, and he's not going to do it because it's just devastating.
Uh-huh.
Will he be able to just start getting his testosterone and everything back? I mean, will he be able to get that, all his hormones balanced and get that back? Or is that, will they think that feeds the cancer? Or if the cancer's completely gone, then is he safe to go ahead and start the hormone therapy?
I usually take that on individual cases, and I'm, you know, for a lot of guys in general, depending on how much of the prostate is destroyed, I'm thinking, you know, for a proton beam treatment, they usually take out all the prostate, and so.
Well, they said they were just gonna take out the cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. That's what he's going in to get the markers. So they're going to mark the cancer spots that they want to target.
Uh-huh.
And leave the, you know, they're leaving the prostate intact. That's why he's doing it, because he doesn't want to have his entire prostate removed.
Okay, good.
So they're just going to beam the cancer.
Okay, so, you know, typically we tend to wait a little while and let things settle out and then start taking measurements. As long as his PSA stays really low, then, you know, chances are he could restart the hormones, testosterone, DHEA. One thing in prostate cancer, we try to make sure that he's not developing any estrogen from the testosterone that he's taking. So, but along with other preventive measures, I think there's a good chance that he could get back on that, sure.
Okay, and so then he would schedule to see you when?
Well, given it's 5 more weeks, I would say just wait until he's all done and he feels recovered, and then we can talk about, you know, how to proceed at that point.
Okay, so then they just keep monitoring his PSA level, and along with the testosterone replacement. You just keep checking that and
yes,
making sure it stays low. And what is low? Because that's what got us into trouble in the first place. What we thought was low was way high.
Well, usually after a treatment like that, it gets below one. You know, sometimes it's 0.00 something, and so it gets really, really low after a treatment like that. And then, you know, sometimes, well, typically they check the PSA every 3 months or so. And after a year, then they go to 6 months. And then annually they check the PSA. And if it starts creeping up a little bit, then there's more concern. But normally what we do is recommend an ultrasound versus biopsy also, and that seems to monitor things pretty well.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go in and be intrusive.
Right, so.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for the call, Marie, and good luck with that.